The FBI's Wisconsin Heroin Assessment, released this week, catalogs the reasons for the rise in heroin use in the state over the past few years and the illegal trade that fuels it. One of the report's authors, John Kuhn, says it's clear that needle exchange programs have distributed millions of needles and the rigs used for cooking heroin to inject it. He says that does make it easier for addicts to use the heroin they buy.
What we found in our research is they just, you know, lower the logistical barrier where a user doesn't have to try and go and find the stuff on their own. It's at one centralized location for them and given for free, where they may have to purchase needles on their own.
But most addicts who use needle exchange programs usually don't have the money to buy new needles, and without access to an exchange, use old needles that spread diseases like HIV/AIDS and hepatitis C. Scott Stokes of the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin says there's no evidence the programs increase the number of addicts. He says the FBI report ignores the fact that addicts who get free needles also get access to treatment to help them kick the habit.
We have several hundred drug treatment referrals annually from people that use drugs who are looking for services. And a lot of times we're the only place that they know to go to because they don't normally go to other kinds of organizations or physicians' offices to seek out those kinds of services.
The FBI report does acknowledge that the exchange programs help reduce the spread of disease. Authors of the report say the impact of treatment programs was not part of the assessment. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.